Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 3.5 cents at 442.5, May wheat up 4.75 cents at 549.75, and May beans up 4.5 cents at 1214. The beans were stronger. We were up another 12 cents early in the session. The bean oil broke a full penny off its highs, and that's what dragged the beans down. But the meal was strong. It was up over $3 a ton. The export sales this morning were pretty much as expected. The wheat, a net of 177. That's a cancellation of 109 old crop, but new purchases of 286. So the net was 177. Corn, 1.2 million metric tons. Good number there. The beans, 494. Just a little bit light from what they were looking for. The palm oil apparently made new highs overnight, but then it looked like it broke on expectations of bigger production, and that's what maybe broke the bean oil out here. Egypt was expected to cancel their tender on wheat, but it looks like they bought 50,000 Bulgarian wheat and 60,000 Romanian wheat, so it may be a little bit on the friendly side. Ukraine said that they're not going to put tariffs on Ukrainian wheat, but they will put it on the corn. Now, keep in mind, the EU hasn't voted on these tariffs on Russian imports, so it's still not, you know, for sure out here. The EPA is, you know, trying to get light-duty trucks to be electric. They want 68% of the trucks to be electric in the future, and obviously ethanol producers are trying to fight this as best we can. The Fed yesterday kept interest rates unchanged, sent the stock market to new historic highs. Gold to new historic highs right now. We're up $44 at $22.04. Silver up another 40 cents an ounce here to $25.51. But that's 40 off its highs. So we'll see if we can hold these kind of gains in the outside markets. The dollar, which was weak early, came back and closed. Well, right now we're trading up 29 ticks. 103.35, but we got down to 102.83 overnight, and then we had the rally. Brazil, looks like the Serafina crop is a little bit too dry. People are going to be watching that. Argentina, a little bit too wet there, maybe affecting some of the crops, but in general, rain makes grain, but they're getting very heavy rains, and some people are thinking that that may be a little bit negative for the crops there. Overall, you know, we'll see if the funds want to, you know, cover short corn, wheat, and beans in here today. The wheat got up to the resistance. Well, it got close. High was 552.5 resistance there at 556. The corn got right up to the resistance at 445.75. The beans took out the highs from last week, got up to 1226.75. If we could close over that 1217 area, that would be positive in the bean market. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.